Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The community of Colorado Springs is reeling following Saturday night's shooting at an LGBTQ club that left at least five people dead and more than two dozen injured. A suspect is in custody. Colorado Public Radio's Kevin Beatty has more from a church service held for the victims.
Pikes Peak Metropolitan Community Church was founded in 1979 as a haven for LGBTQ people of faith. Pastor Alicia Erickson said she had to scrap the celebratory sermon she had planned after she learned of the deadly shooting at Club Q across town.
There is no right or wrong way to be feeling right now. Our own feeling of safety has been changed by this. Everyone in our community has been touched by the variety of ways that our culture is homophobic, transphobic.
The last few years in particular, she added, have seemed especially hostile towards her community. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Beatty in Colorado Springs.
Authorities investigating the stabbing deaths last weekend of four University of Idaho students as they slept in a house near campus are asking for patience. So far, no suspects have been named in the attack and no weapon has been found. Students have expressed concern about the lack of details from police, and many have said they're worried about returning to campus for classes. Others, though, hope to return to regain a semblance of normalcy. School President Scott Green said Sunday that the university will do what it can to accommodate everyone.
We're asking instructors to plan for both sets of students as we finish the semester. We will be communicating decisions early this week so that families can discuss and plan their individual response over the Thanksgiving break. We learned a lot during COVID, and we have many course delivery options our faculty can deploy to meet student needs.
There was major news from Disney Sunday night. The company says it's bringing back Bob Iger, who led the company for 15 years before he stepped down. As NPR's David Gurr reports, Iger replaces his hand-picked successor.
It wasn't an easy transition. Bob Iger handed the reins to Bob Chapek in February 2020, right before the pandemic. This year, Chapek was criticized for Disney's response to Florida's parental rights and education bill, the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Then there's the company's recent financial performance, which has been worse than Wall Street expected. But Disney's board re-upped Chapek's contract in June, which makes this change such a surprise. In a statement, Disney says Iger has agreed to serve as CEO again for 2 years, with a focus on setting a new strategic direction for the company, and once again, trying to find someone to fill his shoes. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
Ecuador defeated Qatar in the first game of this year's World Cup tournament on Sunday, winning 2-0. It's the first time the host country lost the first game in the tournament's 93-year history. The U.S. team opens its tournament play on Monday in a match against Wales. You're listening to NPR News. There was new shelling around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine on Sunday. The International Atomic Energy Agency says more than a dozen explosions shook the Russian-occupied facility. Buildings and equipment were damaged in the blasts. Ukraine says Russia is responsible in trying to prevent the plant from providing electricity to millions of Ukrainians who are without heat, power, or water, but the Russians blame Ukrainian forces for the attack. Federal prosecutors are recommending that reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley receive lengthy prison sentences when their sentencing hearing begins on Monday. The couple were found guilty in June for engaging in an extensive bank fraud scheme. The Tennessee Supreme Court has ruled that a law sentencing minors to life in prison if they're convicted of homicide is unconstitutional. Paige Flager of member station WPLN reports.
Tennessee has an automatic life sentence of at least 51 years for young people convicted of homicide. No other state has a mandatory sentence that long for a single juvenile offense. The Tennessee Supreme Court ruled that a mandatory life sentence amounts to cruel and unusual punishment, violating the Eighth Amendment. While the ruling did not change the sentence for the plaintiff in the case, it could pave the way for nearly 200 people to be released from prison for crimes they committed as juveniles. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
Actor Jason David Frank, who played the Green Power Ranger in the cult hit TV show Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, has died. His manager has confirmed his death but did not say when he died or name the cause of death. The show was about five teenagers who were deputized to save Earth from evil. Frank was 49 years old. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.